Girls, we're going to talk about treasure. Yay! We're in Vacation Bible School. What's it called?
Sun Treasure Island.
Sun Treasure Island. So we're going to talk about treasure this morning. And so I brought a couple of things that are kind of treasures. Do you have a collection? Looks to me like you have a collection. What do you have a collection of?
Build-A-Bears.
Build-A-Bears.
Collection of marbles.
She's not lost them.
Yeah. I got a new Build-A-Bear recently.
What?
Yep. I used to have a huge stuffed animal collection. Ran out of room to put them up in the attic. Don't do that. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I have.
Don't even store them in your basement.
No. That's right. I have a collection of smashed pennies. It's worth about zero because I smashed them, and so now I can't spend them. If they were still pennies, they'd be worth about 24 cents. So, yeah, well, that's not a really expensive collection, is it? But they're cute. Yeah, I have more than this. I just ran out of things to put them in. So I have a collection of those, and you have a collection of stuffed animals and marbles. You got a collection of anything?
I got a collection of quarters. I have, like, the entire
state map. The state map?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worth about $9.50.
Yeah. Well, I've got the silver dollar thing.
There's $10.50. Woohoo! Yeah. So we collect things, don't we? Okay, I brought something else. How about a piggy bank?
Yes.
This is one of the piggy banks my dad gave me. And it's easy to get into, see? So, do you have a piggy bank? What do you put in it? Got a piggy bank?
I got a piggy bag.
Piggy bag, ooh.
I got a pig.
You got
piggy
an actual
Hello
pig.
Kitty.
Yeah. Oh, a Hello Kitty. Do you put money in it?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Except I have a wallet and they don't seem to be
enough. I know people that have four of them. One for pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters.
That's what the different pockets are.
The different pockets, yeah. Yeah, but sometimes people come home from work, take change out of their pockets, and put them in a piggy bank, don't they? Save it for vacation or something. So we also have treasure of our money, don't we? And then the other kind of treasure, what's the other kind of treasure?
God's love.
Good answer, but not yet. Another good answer, but not yet. How about that?
Maps.
A treasure map. Have you ever been on a treasure hunt?
Yeah.
Like, are they fun?
And on my birthday.
Yeah, at Christmas. At Christmas one year, we put, for my niece and nephew, we put little clues all over the house. There was one in the dryer. And every clue led them to something else till they finally got a box.
That's what my dad did when I got my tablet.
Yeah. Yep, and just the other day, just on Friday at work, we have a man that leaves his coffee cup everywhere. So we hid it. And when he comes in on Monday, he's going to find all kinds of little clues to where his coffee cup is. We don't really think it's going to keep him from leaving his coffee cup all over the office, but we thought it'd be fun anyway. So it's kind of a treasure to find his coffee cup. But do you believe that Jesus had something to say about treasure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't tell you that if he didn't, right? Yeah, exactly. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, Jesus said, sell your possessions, and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out. I have a lot of purses. They wear out. How about you?
I have a purse.
Yeah. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Got any idea what that means? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Should I say it again?
No, I heard it.
Okay. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And did you hear the part about them? No moth destroys?
Yeah.
That's what happened to my stuffed animals.
Moths.
Yeah, moth. Gotcha.
I can't even.
Bugs.
bugs eat stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
They eat our current things.
But Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so what he's saying, what he's trying to tell us is, those collections we have, those stuffed animals, something could happen and the moths would eat them. Or that piggy bank, that doesn't really do us a whole lot of good. You know, not in heaven.
No.
But if we put our treasure in something that will last in heaven, it will always, always, always be there. So what is a treasure? Here's the good question. You ready? What is the treasure that we can put in heaven?
Loving God.
Loving God. That's a good one.
What?
Reading our Bible. That's a good one.
Going to church.
Going to church. Another good one.
Trusting God.
That's a good one.
Believing in God.
Well, that's a big one. What about you?
I'm praying.
Praying? But doing for others. How about bringing our friends to Bible school?
Yes.
There you go. That's a good one.
I have a lot of envelopes.
Did you? Good. So I heard Judy say we have about 22 kids coming on Tuesday night. Let's hope they all come next Sunday too, because there won't be room for me up here then. I'll just have to sit on somebody's lap probably.
No.
You don't think? All right. Well, let's think about the things that we can do to lay up our treasure in heaven so that the things that we have on earth don't take us over, don't bind our hearts up, so that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be too, okay? Let's pray. Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the treasures that you give to us on earth. Lord, help us to realize that the things that we have on earth are nothing compared to the things that you give us in heaven. Help us to lay up our treasure so that it's always there waiting on us in your heavenly home. In Jesus' precious name, amen.